Welcome to Humorous Podcast. It's Melissa.
And Vinny Caggiano. No, that was bad. That was horrible. Just right. Fucking erase that. Oh my God! Fuck!
I get up like...
You just threw the fucking muffin at the wall.
Phoning your sister, incest bitch. Good God, Sally.
Incest bitch. Giving him
I think we know who that is. He's in mass right now.
Oh my God.
Look at him face on the wall. It's Mel.
And Vin.
And we're back.
We're back.
We are so back. And today we're actually going to discuss something that we talked about in our opening episode when we came back, and that was the ending of Halloween. Now, the reason why we want to do this, even though we're, I mean, at this point, fucking months late to the game, and we're fully aware, but you know what? It's the way the cookie crumbles on Humorous, and y'all know that, so I don't know what to tell you. But our listeners know that Halloween is, you know, our favorite movie franchise, like the whole thing. We've done several episodes on that. And
on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And our last one on the board is when they first came out with Halloween 2018, was it? Mm-hmm. Okay. To start the trilogy, the new trilogy of Halloween. And so we did get that on there, but we've not been back to discuss Kills and Ends, part 2 and 3 of that. So, you know, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, I'm actually jealous of you if you haven't seen it. Because, you know, we wasted some fucking time. I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll get right into it. Okay, then.
Yeah.
We have to start at Kills, right? So let's just start at Kills. So 2018, if you want to go back and hear that, you can find that episode. I believe it was called Happy Halloween.
Yeah. Okay. And I think, like, eventually when we were done, we were, like, slotting them in with old ones and shit.
Yeah.
I know that we made a tier list before.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to slot these in somewhere in there, I think, at the end.
I don't know. I don't know if I have tolerance for that, but we'll see.
All right.
We'll see. Let's just dive right in. And like I said, again, I know we're way too late to the game, but, it is what it is. We cannot not cover that Halloween ended. Well, maybe.
I don't know
if he's
talking. It's like us.
I don't know if he's talking. Yeah.
Halloween franchise is like us. It just dies for fucking years and then just comes back out of nowhere.
This is true.
So,
this is so true.
I mean,
true.
You don't know.
Maybe that's why you like it so much. We could relate.
Yeah, we're the Michael Myers of the podcast world. You get our head cut off. You think it's over.
Nope.
Come back.
We're back.
You know, in other ways, which we can't get into.
Put on fire. They're done.
On fire, yep.
We're back.
We're back.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll let you take it first for Kills.
All right, Halloween Kills, opening scene starts off with the burning house. It starts off pretty much where
2018
left off.
Uh-huh.
The opening scene, you know, there's a fire department. They're trying to extinguish the fire. Lori's being rushed to the hospital now at this point because she got beat up pretty bad in 2018. And then who ascends from the ashes of the house?
Michael Myers.
Nothing but Michael Myers.
Humorous podcast. That's who ascends again. So, yes, Michael Myers always ascends from the ashes, right? So here he comes.
Right off the rip. Now, he just starts fucking killing everything in sight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even know how
he's
many
got
people.
No burns. I mean, the burns aren't affecting him if he does. He's
got some slight burn action going on.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Apparently, it's not affecting him enough.
Also, before, I want to throw a little shout out too. Before the movie even starts, in the intro, they show 12 pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
Which is every movie that was made on the Halloween franchise.
I actually loved the beginning. I love the way they honored in the beginning.
They were retro.
Yes, yep.
Mm-hmm. Retro intro. So we kind of skipped over that a little
bit. So I feel like, too, also it was John Carpenter who did it again. So he just went back to his roots. I mean, I don't know what it is, but I loved it. I thoroughly enjoyed the opening. It took me right back to...
But he comes out like a ball of flame. impales one of the guys, lifts him into the air. He's slashing, he's dashing, and now he's on the move because he wants to get Lori.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's who he's looking for, man.
Yeah.
You know.
But well, obviously, that's who he wants. I guess he feels the need to kill a million other fucking people before only the one he wants. But I guess it wouldn't be a Halloween movie if that's not how it went down, right?
Oh, yeah. So, and he had quite the trail. Quite the trail in this one.
Mm.
And quite the flashbacks in this one.
Mm.
Shout out, you know, shout out Halloween Kills. They brought back Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
They brought back Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
They brought back Tommy. Nurse Chambers. They brought Tommy Doyle back.
Yes.
They brought Tommy Doyle's bully back.
Yes.
The kid who smashed his pumpkin years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they brought Brackett back from four.
Yeah.
I mean, so the cameos are insane.
That was amazing. That was amazing. Yeah.
Are insane. Yeah. And they're all chilling in the same bar now together. It just so happens that almost all these people I just mentioned are all just sitting in a bar.
No, I think they called the meeting. I don't think they just happened to be there. Or maybe.
I mean, maybe. Yeah.
Because I don't think they all lived in the area still. I mean, would you still live in the area? I don't know.
I mean, I think they are.
They might. Are they?
They live in the area.
They may have. I missed that part. I don't really know. But I feel like, you know, it was like a little bit of a side cult going on in the bar, so I feel like it was arranged. But
well, Tommy Doyle definitely he gets on the mic,
ringleader,
you know, and he starts going on a sabbat.
Listen, he's seen some shit when he was a kid, he's traumatized, right?
He's going in, he's trying to rally up the troops. You know, we're gonna get Michael. He coins a catchphrase even later on in the movie, which doesn't stop, it's repeated over and over and over, it's beat over your head. And, you know, he's trying to get everybody amped up.
Yeah.
He's going to come at Michael.
I think he did it successfully.
He's not afraid.
Yeah.
He's not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Lori, meanwhile, still in the hospital.
Yeah.
So, you know, we killed all the fire guys. We're at the bar. Lori's still in the hospital.
Well, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Let's just give your opinion. Like, I don't think we need to go through the whole movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's just... First of all, maybe it's just because this is what I want to say. Maybe this isn't a good time to say it. Okay, go ahead, Fitness. Go ahead.
All right, so Michael now has left the burning house, left the bodies with the burning house, left the fire department, slumped over. The cops are dead in the car from 2018. They're still freaking lingering around, freaking rigor mortis at this point. But he needs something. He's missing one thing. What's the magic thing that Michael's missing? What does he have to go get?
His mask.
No.
Oh, the kills. He has to get the kills.
No.
A Lori.
His knife. He needs a knife. Wow. He needs a big ass
knife. Michael doesn't need a fucking knife.
He's going to go get his knife. He always goes and gets his knife.
He doesn't need it. He's made a lot of kills without that knife.
He wants his knife.
All right.
He wants it.
He wants it, but he doesn't need it.
So, Phil and his wife, you know, are just having a good time watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're hanging out. They're cool. The little characters in this were quite cool, I thought.
Yeah, they were. Mm-hmm.
I like them. They're lovable.
Yeah.
They're lovable, and then you know what? They're fucking splattered.
Yeah.
2 seconds
later.
Which
makes it worse. Yeah.
So they're going there. She's fixing the dinner, and she's chopping something, and she leaves the knife on the cutting board. It's like, all right, here the fuck we go.
Yeah, because we've actually seen this before through several Halloween movies. We've seen this classic.
Yep, it's classic.
It's classic,
and you just see the hand.
Right.
You always just see the hand, or they come back and realize that it's missing,
mm-hmm.
which happens in another film,
right?
Which we're gonna get into. So yeah, he bodies them. He has to hack them up. He's still on the hunt. I think he's like going down the street, house to house now at this point, because he goes fucking in on this.
He goes in.
I mean, if you like violence, I think that this is the Halloween for you.
I would agree.
I mean, it has by far the most kills in it.
I would agree.
That's for sure.
There were a lot of kills.
Well, Mikey gets his knife. All right. There's a mental patient now that Mikey, I guess, has, like, recruited from 2018. And he's playing reindeer games, like, with a car, I think, to distract Tommy.
Wait, we're on a nickname basis, but it's Mikey now?
Yeah, Mikey.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm just checking.
Mikey.
All right. So, Mikey.
Well, the mental patient now is, like, driving away in a car, and they all think it's Michael Myers because they see the jumpsuit. I think that he was using him as a pawn the whole movie to, distract and deflect, or maybe to even get people to go
Yeah.
To where he needs them.
Well, he's good at that. He's done that before, too.
Yeah.
Shout out to the retro comebacks on your storylines, but...
Yeah, there's a lot of retro. Yeah, there's a lot of retro, and there was a lot to, like, pick off. You know, if you watch the movie only once, you might miss it. You know, if you blink and you don't see something quick in the hospital, because that's where Brackett was. He's just sitting in the hospital.
Yeah.
He comes at the end, but...
And so here's the thing, too. You have to be diehard, I believe, Halloween fans that have been there from the beginning to understand all the comebacks that came back and kills. All the people, because there is a generation... Believe it or not, I can't, that has not seen maybe all, or they haven't followed Halloween all the way through like we have.
Yeah, no.
So those characters that came back would mean nothing to them. They wouldn't even know. And maybe some people who have followed it wouldn't have put two and two together on some of those characters. I mean, maybe they wouldn't have, you know what I mean? So that is one that you have to be like, oh shit, and oh shit, like, you know.
And shout out to the guy who put together the Donald Pleasance flashback scene, because I don't know if you know this, but that wasn't Donald Pleasance.
That's correct.
That was actually an actor that came on set, and they go, holy fucking shit.
Looks just like him.
It was like a blessing that this guy literally looks just like Donald Pleasance.
As a matter of fact, they said that it looked so much like him that they were afraid once they got the makeup on, it would change
away.
It. Yes. That's how bad. So they should have just used it without makeup. Yeah, yeah.
And he nailed the voice.
Yeah.
I
did not know that watching it. I do have to say, when I first saw it, I thought that they pulled old audio of the actual Loomis and used it. Because clearly it wasn't him. R.I.P. I mean, Loomis, by far the favorite. I'm just going to say this about Loomis, too. Just side note.
Yeah.
Jake and I actually went back and watched all the Halloween movies at Halloween time. We love to do that. We started at the beginning from the original and went all the way down. Loomis was a fucking unhinged character.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
Dude, after watching it after all these years, I spent more time laughing, but he was out of control. He was fucking completely unhinged. He was screaming at people.
Yeah, no.
He was, I mean, again, I did more laughing at him, but... Halloween just is not Halloween without Loomis. You know what I'm saying? He is the other character aside from Michael Myers and, of course, Laurie. But she's not been in a lot of them leading
she
up to this,
right? She
gets
a little unhinged at times, too.
Not like Loomis.
No, Loomis is
think Loomis, honestly, Loomis could have been Michael, you know, if he had that thing about him. You know what I'm saying? That thing that needed to kill... He was fucking unhinged.
And right before his actual death.
If you go back and watch those old movies, I think you'll, you know, talking to the listeners, if you have interest, if you haven't seen him yet, or even if you just go back and you haven't seen him in years, like, Loomis is a fucking maniac.
Well, the bully that I mentioned that's in this one is one that he stood outside his house and goes, Marty, Leroy. I'm going to kill you or something. And, like, to fucking scare the kid away.
Right.
I mean, that's the least of what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, he was shaking Jamie, screaming in her face. But, I mean, I think we covered all these movies.
Screaming at everybody. I think almost every scene. And I just, you don't realize it because, obviously, at the time you're watching it, you get his pain. You understand. You're trying to get the killer. But when you go back, he screamed at everybody then. Everybody.
Yeah,
and if he wasn't screaming, he's pushing. He is completely off the fucking chain. But I love him. I mean, Loomis is just, yeah. So anyway,
he's
I was so happy.
Character.
Yeah, I was so happy what I thought was them finding his voice. But apparently now we know that's not the case.
That
but
it was like AI.
So happy that they put him in as much as they could. You know, as much as they could, they tried to honor him. And I love that because I, you know.
Well, he was a big part.
Him. Oh, absolutely.
A huge part of the franchise. So it was nice to have the nod. You know, this movie's hitting it for me. It's hitting, you know, it's hitting all these old characters. You know, Michael, after killing Phil and his wife and the mob getting distracted by the mental patient, I guess Michael now decides to take a little stroll in the park. So he's a little away from the houses. Who's playing in the park? Children are playing in the park.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know, I'm not one to sit here and root for Michael to kill a bunch of kids. You know, they're young. Mm-hmm. They're 7, 8 years old. They're playing on the little, what's the thing that spins? It's not a seesaw. The whirly thing that's right. in parks. All right, you know what, though? These particular set of kids are all wearing one mask from the fucking Season of the Witch.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? Maybe I don't mind it as much.
Brilliant.
Maybe I don't mind it.
But it was brilliant that they even thought brought that back.
They brought it back.
At the time we last rated was the worst Halloween movie for both of us. At the time we rated.
I know.
Right? And they even brought that back, which Michael Myers wasn't in.
He wasn't
right,
in
so
it.
Such a creative. I mean, I you know, I just love the comebacks and the certain scenes they did. If you caught it, they were amazing.
Yeah.
And if you didn't catch it, go back now and try and rewatch it so you can catch it because it does add a little extra flavor.
So they got these little fucking, you know, these little fucks now are sitting here with this fucking silver shamrock shit. And I'm like, dude, I've never rooted. Guess what? He kills the fucking little silver shamrock motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. And that's where it belongs. All right? Dead. Stomped out on a fucking seesaw or jungle gym.
Normally he doesn't kill kids, but then when I want to give him the credit for that, I then go back to Jamie, you know, and her little friend that he was hunting. So at the end of the day,
I mean, that Michael symbolically
and that was Halloween 4,
kills
5
the silver shamrock mask, though.
Yeah.
He comes in and stomps out, which I don't know. You know, maybe John Carpenter felt some type of way about Halloween 3. Maybe he wanted to get that in as a jab to Halloween 3. So shout out to John Carpenter, because you're obviously on the same page we are with that shit show of a fucking movie, which I might have to rearrange. I don't know if it's the worst one ever made anymore. But we'll get to that fucking later.
Okay.
The nurse that we already mentioned.
Yep.
They're all riding in a car. So it's the nurse and two people dressed up like a doctor and a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Michael somehow gets on top of this fucking car and bang, hand is fucking through the roof.
Well, it's Michael. What do you mean?
He's through the roof.
I mean, what the fuck do you mean somehow? It's Michael.
So they stop the car. The nurse and the doctor guy, who I also believe are cameos. You know what, guys? If you know who they were or who they are, let us know. Because I have a feeling that they were in another movie, too. I just can't put my finger on it, nor do I have the time to research that right now. But he dispatches the guy. You know, the nurse is crying. He kills her off pretty fucking quickly. But the nurse now from 2 has a gun.
Mm-hmm.
She has a gun. She's got it pointed straight at Michael. And she says, "This is for Loomis." Click.
The best line of the fucking movie. "This is for Loomis." I fucking love it.
Well, the fucking gun jams.
Well, but but it was still the best line of the movie.
So, I mean,
but it was still the best line of the movie. I don't care what happens after that, but it's...
So Michael ends up killing this nurse again because she already died in another spinoff movie. I believe H2O or Resurrection. She got the business. And one of those, she came back, she died. Well, guess what? She met the same fate in the car. Gun jam. She's in the fucking corner. She's a sitting duck.
I didn't know they reintroduced that nurse in another movie.
She was in another movie, and she got killed pretty quickly in that one.
Huh.
She had a bigger role in this one.
Yeah.
She got a little air, you know, she got her 5 minutes of fame. She got her fucking line off.
Yeah.
You said best line of the movie. So, you know, if nothing else, she wasn't on screen for very long, but guess what? She popped out with "This is for Loomis."
I'm going to root for anything that has to do with Loomis, unless you're the guy trying to be his new character, okay? We'll get to that, but...
Well, not really. We already covered that in 2018.
Yeah, yeah. I guess. Well, then we already covered it. Go back and listen, but yeah, anything Loomis except him.
Doyle now is at the hospital at this point, okay? And he's fucking got all the people from the bar and somehow has gotten half the fucking town. Maybe the whole town, because I don't know how big Haddonfield really is.
Mm-hmm.
He might have the whole town in that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finds his fucking trademark quote that will come back throughout the rest of the night. Evil dies tonight.
Evil dies tonight.
Evil dies tonight. He finally hit it. He was trying to throw out little stuff the whole movie to rile him up. And he says Evil Dies Tonight, and I think Brackett repeats, he goes, Evil Dies Tonight.
Yeah.
And then the whole crowd starts going nuts. They're fucking pumped up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're fucking like a rally now at this point. I mean, they're about to fucking storm the fucking House of Representatives or whatever. I mean, it's like that, dude. It's
and
a mob.
I gotta say, still not as good of a line as this one's for Loomis.
You like that one better?
Yo, yes, I do. Okay. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Lori.
Okay.
Still in the hospital.
And this is where I'm jumping in. Can I jump in?
Yeah,
now?
No, jump in.
Because you're detailing the movies. This is, I mean, this is my review of the whole movie. This is supposed to be the last time that Michael and Lori, this trilogy is all about Michael and Lori. And they never even fucking saw each other in this movie. And that's where I was disappointed. I mean, beyond disappointed. This is where I was completely like, what the fuck? This whole movie happened and they never even came face to face. So we had the great scene in 2018 where they were together. Now we get to Halloween Kills and they never fucking confront each other once in this movie. And I was disappointed in that aspect because we are ending this Halloween movie that by far is all about them. But I'm like, okay. Okay. Maybe they did it this way. And then it just made me a little bit more excited for Halloween Ends because I thought the whole fucking movie, there's going to be a huge showdown. So I was like, okay, was kind of disappointed that that happened, but it's coming. It's coming because they can't end the Halloween franchise where it's not just the complete showdown between the two of them, you know? And so that's where my disappointment was. And then I'll speak the rest on that when we get to the end.
Well, the most action she has is literally in the next scene. She gets like this syringe of something. I think it's like fucking testosterone or fucking something to hype her up, you know? And she injects it into her ass and fucking flies off the bed.
Yeah.
She's ready to go.
She's ready to go.
And she does think maybe she sees Michael for a second because the mob is chasing something in a white jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They all think this is Michael Myers. It's the psych patient from before.
Right.
Michael sent him to the hospital instead of coming himself.
It was his decoy.
Yeah, but I mean, why didn't he just go? But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he wanted to get the mob outside, then go in. Even though he's never in the fucking vicinity of this hospital.
Yeah.
Which we could get into.
Well, I mean, Michael uses his mind a lot. He is a mastermind until he loses his mind.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that, too. All right?
Now they have a cutscene of this couple, Little John and Big John.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You know, they're doing their thing. They're eating their fucking cheese and grapes. Michael comes in, dusts them out. Yeah. They're done.
Okay.
You know? Karen ends up leaving the hospital now. She's going on a fucking hunt somewhere else. So we're getting towards near the final showdown here.
Yeah.
This is getting to the end.
Because we don't need to go through all the kills, I guess. We just need to get to the...
No, I mean, well, if we're reviewing the movie, I mean, what are we going to say? Oh, the movie was great and then ended 5 minutes?
I don't know. Usually when people review, it's their own opinion, not details of the whole movie. So
well,
I'm
detailing it out.
You got me thrown for a fucking loop. So I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. So... All right, we're detailing it. Get to your last detail, because now I have something to say about the end, too.
Well, okay. Well, towards the end now, Brackett's there, and he goes, everybody is entitled to one last scare on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fucking great line, because where's that from now? Flashback to Halloween 4.
Yeah.
He looks at the cop and says, everybody is entitled to one good scare.
Yeah. Still not as good as Loomis, though. But yeah, but he brought it back. I'm impressed with all the... I am impressed with every single thing that they brought back. That one was for us. That one was for us who have followed it from the beginning. The Halloween cult, if you want to call us, who are all, you know, that movie, I feel like, was for us with all the nice surprises we had in there.
It had a lot of surprises
in it. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. They end up, now the mob is on the run. They chase the psych patient. He kills himself. They leave the vicinity now to actually go with Karen, who is going to bring Michael Myers outside to the mob.
Yeah.
So this is the final fucking showdown here, guys. Tommy Doyle is finally going to get his fucking revenge. He's been waiting all movie to go toe-to-toe with Michael Myers. He's pumped up to go toe-to-toe with Michael Myers.
Yeah.
All right, so he's going to give it to him, right? Mm-hmm. He's going to give him the fucking business, right?
You would think.
You would think. Okay.
But it is Michael Myers. So, I mean, did we really? All right, take that out for a minute. Do you really think he? When you were watching it, did you really think Tommy stood a chance?
I don't want to spoil the exact ending of the movie. But I mean, keep this in mind. This is all he's fucking lived for is this one moment. Years, fucking 50 years of just waiting for the showdown. Yeah, maybe I thought he'd get a fucking hit in, but okay. Karen gets more in. Karen goes into the house. Her daughter is getting attacked by Michael Myers, and she kind of gives him the business real quick with the knife. He shoves her down the stairs, kills the daughter's boyfriend, chases her now out the door to where the mob is waiting. She set him up. Mm-hmm. Karen fucking set him up. The mob circles Michael Myers now.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I don't know if anybody fucking got a scratch on this fucking guy. Oh, they did in the beginning. They gave him a little beat down.
They were fucking him up at first.
He kills the whole fucking mob, and now the stare down.
Yeah.
It's Tommy Doyle. It's Michael Myers. This is what the whole movie's come down to, okay? Mm-hmm. Tommy Doyle runs at Michael Myers with a baseball bat, instantly gets fucking stabbed in the gut like a little bitch. Thrown around and fucking dispatched in 5 seconds fucking flat.
Yeah.
Lori, aka PS, she's still in the hospital.
She's still not.
She injected her ass.
She never
to get out and then went back to the bed because her stitches fucking popped.
Yeah. But you know who isn't in the hospital? Her daughter, Karen.
Karen.
Her daughter, Karen.
Putting in work.
Which brings us to the ending scene of that movie.
Okay.
And I'm just going to say, I should have saw it coming, but I fucking didn't. I never saw it fucking coming, where she is standing at that window, and all of a sudden you see his face, and he fucking takes her out.
He takes her out.
I never saw it coming. I never in a million years thought that they would have taken Lori, for the sake of the podcast, Lori's daughter, out like that. I don't know why. I just never saw it coming.
It's also symbolic, too, because that's Lori's daughter,
mm-hmm.
and she is in the same room that Michael's sister was in.
Right, right. I never saw it coming, and I literally jumped and screamed, and then it was like, oh my God. So if they were trying to go for that factor at the end and that reaction, they fucking nailed it.
No, it was
they
a good
fucking
ending.
Nailed it.
It was a good ending.
And then that's how you knew that shit was gonna fly when Halloween then started, because now Lori has a new fucking revenge on her mind. She not only waited years like Tommy, she had all this shit. She lived her life for fucking revenge on him in the final showdown, but now her daughter died at the hands of him.
Her daughter died.
So now there's a new fucking light under her fire, right? So,
yeah.
I guess that brings us to Halloween Ends.
Halloween Ends. Yes.
Thank God.
I mean, I think also my general like overview of kills also is if they did have the showdown with Lori and Michael, this would have been a great movie. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that I'm lacking on it. I think it was better than 2018, even.
Okay.
And Ends, you know, we're going to get into Ends. We'll slot that in as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Because this is the doozy right here.
Halloween Ends.
Okay.
Where do you want to start with Halloween Ends?
Halloween Ends. Okay, first of all, I guess we're just going to say this from the get, just in case we don't get to say it because we get talking like we normally do and it just never makes it there, which I don't see how in terms of this movie it would never come up. The biggest motherfucking disappointment ever in a movie for me. I was expecting, first of all, I want to say this too. Fuck you to all the trailers, because every trailer that came out about this movie made it seem like it was going to be nonstop between showdown between Lori and Michael.
Yeah.
That is not what happened. Just like in Halloween Kills, they barely saw each other. I think they were together for maybe the last 20 minutes of the movie. That's it.
I don't even know. I mean, that's a lot, dude. I think you're being a little generous.
Okay, so 15 to, I mean, it just, that's worse. I was, I guess, being generous, but they barely had screen time together. This is the last fucking end it all movie in the franchise of tons of fucking fans who want to see it fucking go down. And that's not even getting into what the fuck they did to Michael Myers' character in this. That's not even touching that fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
What they thought was a good idea to fucking do to his character in this movie.
He was slightly emasculated.
I do want to say for the record, and I'm not tooting my own horn, but toot toot, motherfuckers, because I was the only one of everybody I talked to, Vin, you included, that said, Lori is going to finally take him out. Lori's going to finally take him out. And everyone's like, no fucking way. I'm pretty
sure everybody thought that.
Nope. Nobody I talked to. Everybody's like, it's Michael Myers. There's no way. There was one friend I had. One. Shout out, Jesse. And he said to me, if anything, they'll both go out. And I said, okay, you know what? Poetic justice. That actually would be, I guess, as good of an ending as
other.
But I wanted Lori to take him fucking out. She waited her whole fucking life for this, and it's all I wanted. And it fucking happened. But does it count? Let's talk about if it fucking counts. Because anybody could take out a fucking cripple who doesn't fucking...
He was a little juiced up towards the end. He got his couple kills.
Come on.
But I mean, the movie's about Corey.
Okay.
The movie's about Corey. The opening scene starts with Corey.
It does. Okay, well, yeah.
Did you like that scene?
The opening scene, did I like it? Here's the thing. It's not about whether I liked it or whether I didn't like it. I would say for me, it's more about, okay, they have a storyline out of this. I see where they're going with this.
Yeah.
I see where they're going. Michael is gone, and there's a new fucking sheriff in town. Yeah. But then there wasn't, right? So we'll get into that. So it wasn't about whether I liked the scene or not. It was just like, oh, well, this is interesting. What's going to come out of that in the beginning scene? And then as the movie continued to go, it was... Oh, and like I said, oh, I see what's happening here. Like, I see what's happening. Because, go ahead and say your notes, because I feel like that part might come up where
Michael and Corey met face to face. I have very little of the beginning scene. I remember when I watched it for the first time, though,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know until the music hit that I was like, I think I clicked the wrong fucking button.
Yes. Oh, I forgot about that. Yes, we thought we were watching the wrong movie,
yeah,
too. Yes, we thought we were watching we actually had to stop it, and then we saw where it said
Halloween ends,
and we were like, I guess it is. Yeah, you're exactly right. Yep. Same thing. I didn't stop it. Same thing happened.
But yeah, when it starts going, the piano kicks in.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, shit, okay.
Yep.
So basically, Halloween Ends is following around this Corey character, who's supposedly the replacement for Michael Myers.
Right.
I mean, he's getting his fucking ass beat by high school students, but this is the guy that you chose to replace the great Michael Myers.
But he hardens up, though. At the beginning, he was like that, but just like with everybody else, that is symbolic, because with everybody else, everybody in life has been there. You don't turn into that person or that person that says, I've had enough of this, no matter what your thing is, until you've had enough, right? So I didn't mind that part. I thought it needed to show what he went through in life to make him into this hard ass. I didn't mind that part.
And he could have went... you know, on his little killing spree, undisturbed. I don't even know if the Strodes would have been bothered in it. But guess what? Lori fucking takes a liking to this kid.
Yes, he does. Yes, she does.
Mm-hmm. So she sees him at the gas station, helps him. She's like, are you going to do it, MMI? He has him pop the tire. They drive away laughing. They got a bond.
Of the kid's bully. Yeah. Now, remember, she's been bullied like him, too. Of course she takes a liking to him because she's sympathetic. Even in the beginning of that movie, it shows she's having a great time. She runs into Frank. Wasn't that his name? Frank? She runs into
the cop.
She runs into him. Right. Well, I mean, if we're wrong, it wouldn't be the first time. I think so too. So she runs into him. She walks out. She's happy. She's feeling good. She's smiling, and boom, someone's waiting for her to knock her down.
Yeah.
This is what you did. It's all your fault. Your brother did this to her, you know. So she related with him. So even then, even though it's like, okay, that's weird. You got this older woman fucking popping tires with this younger kid, you know, but I understood. Yeah, I even understood that. That was even okay. Well,
did they fuck with her, though? No, because they could smell that this woman is capable of beating ass.
Lori doesn't fuck around.
Lori would have beat the shit out of this little prick.
She would have beat
up the little prick.
Yeah.
If he tried to get touchy with her, she would have fucked his ass up.
Yeah.
Not fucking Corey.
No.
He gets dumped by a high schooler. But that's okay.
Okay.
Because he goes to the hospital now to clean up his wound from the ass beating where he meets her other daughter.
Yes.
All right.
No. Her granddaughter.
Her granddaughter. So, you know, I mean, they're obviously got something going.
Right.
So now she's got something going with this kid.
Yes.
I mean, do you want to even talk about that? This is all Lori's doing, by the way.
Well, yeah, until she started realizing it. Lori's smart. She started seeing the red flags.
After she saw the red flags.
Yeah, well, I guess there's nothing really to talk about it. They bonded, too. She felt bad for him, the granddaughter. Not like that. Not it was like pity. Like, she was interested, but she sympathized with what he was going through. She was she went through this shit, too. She was the granddaughter of Michael Myers.
Yeah.
So, again, she was able to relate to, you know, the shit he was going through. I don't really have much to say about the relationship. I mean, whoever knows they're in a relationship with a fucking serial killer until it's too late.
Well,
you know, I'm not going to put her down.
Well, he ends up finding this little fucking cave.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he goes into this cave.
Yes.
For fucking whatever reason.
I don't know, but that's after the scene where they beat his ass and threw him over the thing. I don't remember why he walked in there. Maybe he heard something.
He's got the cave. There's this fucking bum there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where he has a little bonding time with Uncle Mike. You know? Michael Myers is in there. He tries to attack him, but can't finish the job.
Right.
He sees, I guess, somehow while choking him, sees what he's been through.
Yeah.
Maybe just lets him go.
I think, so what I took out of that, and I could be completely wrong and overthinker, is if you remember, it was such a big thing where Loomis used to say, the guy with the black eyes, Michael Myers has black eyes, and he would always say, you could see it in his eyes, evil's in his eyes. So I actually took that as when he was about to kill him and they made that eye contact, he was seeing the same evil in him that he saw in himself. That's how I took it. I took it as more symbolic.
Maybe.
And that's why he didn't kill him. Because again, like I said earlier, oh shit, we got a new storyline here. There's going to be a new fucking killer in town. Michael is recruiting this. Well, at the time, we didn't know he was fucking crypt, okay? And old and washed up. But we'll get to that. Yeah, so I actually thought that part was interesting, too, that I felt like he saw the evil in his eyes that he had in his.
And
so
now,
even then, I was cool.
I guess Corey decided to get his tough guy points off to randomly kill a bum.
Yep.
That was sitting there, I guess. Maybe that was like, you know, maybe he needed an easy one for his first one or something. But kills the bum and then proceeds to go on like his little spree.
Yeah.
You know, meanwhile, the whole time, he's kicking it with Allison.
Yeah.
You know, he clapped those cheeks, dude. He already clapped it. He already clapped the cheeks. Or not Allison, I'm sorry. That would be gross. Now we're talking necro fucking shit. Her granddaughter. Is it Allison? I think her name is Allison.
Yeah, I don't remember. Don't quote us on that.
I think her name is Allison.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. I mean, he's hitting it and then taking breaks to go kill people.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
some reason he stalks down the doctor and the nurse that are getting fucking freakily shit, too.
Yeah.
Like, what's up with that,
dude? He was just on a killing spree. I think he was just, what I don't understand is why, you know, well, I guess Michael Myers is the same way. You're not just going after the person you feel like wronged you. You're just fucking killing everybody.
But it seemed like a target.
But it's a perfect Michael Myers in the making. That's what I'm saying. The storyline could have been, it could have went a different way. It was going that way. you know, until it wasn't, right? And that would have been acceptable because, again, Halloween is ending. If Michael Myers' character is ending, what would be the best way, you know, to have that end than to bring out now we got a new fucking person in town? Like this, it's still, for me, at this point, it's still an okay movie. I'm going to fucking say it. It did not lose anything for me up till all of these points.
I mean, maybe not for you. I don't know. They're following around this fucking guy. I think maybe because the doctor mistreated Allison. Maybe he saw that and decided for her.
Yeah, sure.
I'll kill him.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Because he even made a comment about it at the beginning of the movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he got caught, you know, doing the scandalous shit with the other nurse.
Yeah.
Which he probably didn't expect her to be there.
Right.
So he takes them out, you know. He gets revenge on the high school kids that beat his ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can't go toe-to-toe with them, though. You know? He needs a fucking car. Mm-hmm. He needs a fucking torch, a blowtorch.
Right.
A baseball bat. Like, this guy brought the guns out for these high school kids.
Yeah.
It just shows you the level of fucking puss.
Yeah.
That I think Corey is. I never had any respect for Corey. You said he hardened up. I mean, it's easy to sneak into somebody's house and hack them up with a knife.
Okay, so here's the thing. So in case you're, because we're all over the map, in case you're confused, unless you've seen the movie, then you clearly understand what we're talking about right now. So Corey now becomes pretty much Michael Myers' protege, or we think that's what it's looking like. Now, when I say he is hardened up, that don't mean he's like some badass like Michael Myers. Absolutely no comparison to Michael Myers in the old movies. What I'm saying is he hardened up and now he's out for blood and he's getting a taste of that blood and he's starting to kill and he's starting to – he has an obsession about Michael Myers that he talks about. It is clear he's wanting to turn into Michael Myers, okay? And because Michael Myers let him go and saw the evil in his eyes, it is clear as well that they are setting up probably that Michael Myers is okay because he could have killed them, but he didn't. He let him go out and do the kills for him. He let him go out.
He brought him along with the doctor one because he killed the doctor, got locked out of the house.
Yep.
And then Mikey comes in and chokes the nurse.
So now we got a tag team situation.
Tagging along.
Right. So it's still like, okay, I am teaching you how to do this.
Yes.
Okay? It is still going that way. And that would have probably even been a more acceptable ending. If Michael Myers was going to be taken out, that would have been a more acceptable ending because you know what? Halloween didn't end. Might not be Michael, but maybe Corey could have been built up finally until he was fucking full-fledged very close to it.
That was his request from Michael.
Yes.
Because in a later scene, he drags the other guy that she was talking to into the cave and says, show me how to kill.
Yes.
And he watches him just stab him over and over.
Yes. So now it is still on track. The projection is still going the way I'm feeling like it's going. And at this point, I don't even think it still sucks. I don't.
All right. Well, you're on your own.
We're about to turn it to where it lost me.
Well, yeah.
Are we about to turn it?
This is the final showdown.
This is the final fucking showdown. Well, before the showdown, you're seeing Michael Myers. I mean, dude, could we talk about it? He's hobbling. He's
retirement home.
He could barely move. He had to kill to get strength. Is that what it
That's
was?
That's what they're saying.
Because he couldn't even go. At this point, he was in the tunnels because he wasn't even strong enough to go get his kills. People had to bring them to him. People had to bring him the bodies because he was just so fucking old and washed. Like, pretty much they aged Michael Myers from Halloween Kills to Halloween Ends. He was like nursing home fucking material.
Nursing home because
this is what they decided to do to all the Halloween lovers out there in the world. They decided to take this guy that we all look up to. I mean, if you ask us all, I'm telling you the percentage is higher than not on all the fucking killers out there in movies. Which one's more badass? Michael, Freddy, Jason, take them all. I am pretty fucking sure the majority is going to rule with Michael Myers.
Jason's probably up there in majority, but I think Michael Myers. I think Michael Myers. At the end of the day,
anything I've ever seen has been Michael. I'm not discrediting Jason, but you know what? This isn't about Jason. But I'm not discrediting it. But what I'm saying is Michael Myers is the fucking guy. And I think the percentage is so fucking high on that.
Well,
and what are they going to do to our character? After all these years, we faithfully fucking stuck by them. We've spent money on every fucking movie. We've even watched 3 because we thought he was going to be in it. Got fucked up on that. Went through Resurrection, which sucked. Went through other movies that weren't as good. We have fucking been here from the fucking beginning. And this is how they fucking fuck us. They make Michael Myers this weak motherfucking character who just simply aged.
What, gets his mask taken by Corey?
He survived. Yes, he survives the burns, the fires, the everything he's been through. I think he was even decapitated in H2O, or then they found out it was the wrong guy. Yeah, that's right. He's been stabbed. He's been shot 6 times.
But all these really matter, though, in this movie. That doesn't matter because it's different timelines going on here. So I mean, you can't. You know, you got to follow the timelines. If you watch all of them, he's been through a lot.
But I'm saying this is who we know Michael Myers to be.
Yes.
Maybe we have to detach that part. Fine. But this is who we know our guy to be. He could withstand any motherfucking thing.
Well, apparently not.
Except apparently, old age.
Apparently something he can't handle is a right hook from Corey.
Right.
Because he drops him, takes the mask, heads to the Strode's house, which leads to the final showdown.
Mm-hmm. And here we go.
So,
and already, Lori has an advantage because, you know.
Well, Lori's about to off herself. Lori doesn't have an advantage, apparently, because she's got a gun to her head and she's ready to fucking
mentally,
end it all.
She was not, you know, all mentally right. She was not there. But physically and the way they made him weak ass, she was there.
Oh.
She had it over him.
Oh, but she was out playing Corey the whole time. Because this wasn't a real suicide call.
Right.
She lets the gun off. You hear a splatter.
Right.
She knew Corey was coming for her.
She knew.
He walks in, opens the door, sees the splatter pumpkin, and probably thinks, oh, shit, I fucked with the wrong bitch.
Yeah.
And yeah, he did.
That's my girl.
He gets popped twice. Once in the leg, once in the arm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think she was trying to kill him. She's still trying to save this poor kid's fucking life.
Yeah. Yes.
He falls down the fucking stairs. She goes, do it. Do it, bitch. Do it. Mm-hmm. This is why you're no Michael Myers, because you're fucking quivering like a little fucking pansy with a knife.
Right.
And ends up fucking killing himself. This whole buildup of this new fucking killer who's supposed to take the mantle, be the new Michael Myers, be the new, the shape.
Yep.
The shape.
Yep.
Kills him fucking self.
Yes.
Well, almost.
Yes.
I mean, he's pretty much leaking out the fucking neck.
Yes.
She walks away. She thinks it's all over. I don't even think she knows at this point. Michael comes and takes the mask off his face.
Yes.
Puts it on his own face.
And game is about to fucking go.
Because
now we
part.
Know he needs that fucking mask. And now we know he's got the mask and game is on. Showdown is fucking about to take place. Now the excitement kicks in. Okay, now we're going to forget that they portrayed him as old and all that. We're going to even maybe possibly forgive that they brought in this new character and it looked like it was going down a path all for nothing just to kill him off. Because now it's like, oh, maybe they wanted us to think that, but Michael Myers is going to prevail. Which, by the way, I'm going to say again, I'm not going to sit here and act like I wanted it to happen. I wanted Lori to win. I did. But in your mind, you're like, here it is. Here it is. He's about.
He's got the mask.
He's got it. Corey, that was just a distraction. All this shit that they were feeding us was just bullshit to get our mind off the fact that he's going to come back and he's going to show us who the fuck
and
he is.
And she's a little fucked up.
Yeah.
Because it almost looked like she killed him. It almost looked like she killed because her daughter walked in. She's got a fucking gun in her hand. He's leaking out the neck.
Yeah.
So she's crying. She's like, oh, my gosh, how do I explain this?
Right.
While Michael is gearing up to fucking get the drop on her. He has the drop on her.
Yep.
But then she realizes that he's in the house. She gets that feeling. She knows when her brother's around.
She knows. Mm-hmm.
And then the fucking showdown ensues.
Mm-hmm.
They go at it. They go at it. He's fucking throwing around the fucking whole kitchen. Yeah. She's getting her shots in. He's kind of dominating in the beginning, honestly.
Yeah, so somehow he was not old and decrepit anymore. So because he got the mask, he was ready to fucking go. He finally met her, and I guess they made him strong for 2 minutes.
She gets him pinned down.
She gets
him fucking pinned down on a table with knives.
Yeah.
And proceeds to go to every artery.
Yeah.
And just fucking slice.
Yeah.
While talking shit to him, too. Yeah. I used to think that you were this. I used to think that you were that. Pulls his mask off.
She was
and goes, now I see you're just a fucking man.
Yep.
Starts leaking him out. Says, that's not enough. Let's call the sheriff dude who has a crush on me to bring him to the fucking junkyard.
Yep.
To throw him through a garbage disposal.
So here's the thing. The whole time I'm thinking, there's no way. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way. Even though I wanted it to end like that, I was thinking, there's no way. Michael Myers, again, we talked about this. He could survive fire. He's surviving everything she's doing to him. You got to go harder, Lori. You got to go harder, Lori. You got to do something. Decapitate him. You have to do something. And when she threw him in that motherfucking shredder, when they got him in that fucking thing, I said, done. He is not motherfucking coming back.
I mean, that's what I thought too.
Done.
I mean, listen.
I'm waiting for the next fucking Halloween. You're right. I mean, but that was such a That was such a moment like, holy fucking shit. She got him. She got him and it's over.
Should be over.
So here's a couple things quick I want to say, because we are going on time. We're, you know, we could talk about Halloween all day. That's the thing. But I know you guys don't want an 8-hour episode, because we could do it.
I mean, that's basically it for them.
That
I mean,
is basically it.
It's ended.
But here's the thing. It definitely disappointed. Halloween Ends was a disappointment. Here's the thing. They had the storyline. I feel like they had a storyline, but they dropped it. I did not like the way it ended. Well, first of all, I loved the way it ended with Lori. Shout out again. Got to give it to you. But I did not like the way they portrayed Michael up until that point. You know, what they did to our Michael Myers. I'm saying it again like that. We've been fucking faithful, loyal, and you're going to do this? And then they had such a good storyline for his takeover and completely fucking dropped it.
Yeah.
So for those reasons, it was very disappointing. It was almost like when it was said and done, correct me if I'm wrong, you might not feel this way. What was the purpose of Corey's character? What was even the purpose of making the whole movie, by the way, about him up until the showdown? Technically, that whole movie was about Corey and not Michael Myers until, you know, when it was getting to the end.
So he could stab himself and then actually get killed by the person
who
was supposed to be his protege.
So what was the purpose of Corey? Just to kill time so Lori and Michael didn't have to meet till the last 15 minutes?
And I didn't like it from the beginning.
Right.
Maybe if they got another actor to play Corey. I don't know.
But it still would not take away all the offenses that were done. We literally watched this whole movie up to the last 15 minutes. Or Michael was in it here and there. If you know, which he went to the tunnel to talk to him, or you know, whatever.
The tunnel.
The cameos we would see.
Where he went
to go
die by natural age.
Right. The cameos we saw of Michael through the movie. But aside from that, we did not see him until the last 15 minutes or so of the show. The whole movie was based on this Corey character just for him to die. It's like they needed a fucking script and couldn't you... Like, I don't know what the fuck. There was no purpose to the film. This is the last thing I'm going to say. Now, speaking to Kaylee and Jess and other people, I'll just say that, who has not been a fan of Halloween since the beginning. Maybe they've seen some other movies, but they've not been here like us. The cult of Halloween is what I call us, right? They loved the movie. Okay, so this is what I'm going to say. Again, like Halloween 3, remember we had to take ourselves out of being a diehard fan in Michael Myers and we rated the movie just on itself. I feel like if you're not fully invested in that character from the time that first movie dropped in, what, 78? From the time there all the way to the end, that might have been a good horror movie. But because I was so invested into what it was supposed to be and the long haul of it, it fucking sucked. The ending sucked. Well, not the ending. I did enjoy the ending. I'll take that back. The movie sucked as a whole. That for that to be the last showdown of them, it just fell so fucking short. It was so disappointing.
I didn't.
You didn't like
it? I didn't enjoy any of this. I mean, I didn't enjoy the whole Corey thing. I didn't enjoy the whole protege thing. I didn't enjoy the whole fucking cave bonding, fucking bromance that they had going on. I liked maybe the last, like, 4 or 5 minutes of this movie with the final showdown. In retrospect, I mean, this is going to go down there with Resurrection 3. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in the pile. It's probably close to, like, 6.
Yeah.
I mean, 5 is better.
Yeah.
Halloween 5 is better than this movie. You know, and Halloween 5 wasn't all that great.
I actually liked 5. I didn't mind 5. Are you talking about 6 with Paul Rudd? I think 6 that one was
better
great.
Than this one, too.
Yeah.
It's Resurrection and 3.
Yeah.
It's before those.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Well, I mean, you heard it here first. That's our reviews. That's what we have to say about the movie. Here's the thing. Write into humorouspod@gmail.com if you have a different perspective of the movie. Let me take that back. If you, like us, have been there from the very beginning and had high expectations for this movie, let us know if it met the mark for you and how. Maybe we're not seeing something. Just give us a view, right? Give us a view. I'd love to hear from you and what you thought on how that movie was. Give us another point of view and we'll consider it. I want to hear, but it has to be somebody like that. Because like I said, someone who's not been invested, I feel like would think this movie wasn't so bad.
Well, people bashed right? Kills. So, I thought Kills was 10 times better.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Kills was a little disappointing because they never... To me, they never met up. But then once End comes out, it's like, oh, Kills fucking rocked. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, so I think Ends did make Kills a little bit of a better movie. Yeah. For me, anyway, personally.
Halloween, I mean, this episode has ended too.
Yeah. And, you know, just like Humorous Podcast, Michael Myers might pop up one day and say he's back.
That's it.
Because I'm not sure it's the ending, but we'll have to see. Because
he's coming back. Evil like doesn't never, die.
Well... Okay.
He's got to get fucking Lori before she dies of fucking, like, real fucking age at this point. Mm. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's see. It.
Jamie Lee Curtis, shout out. I love you. You're amazing, and you have done amazing work in these movies and all other movies. I'm not even going to go on about that. Like, you just know
she's the queen.
You're the fucking queen, and I love you. Yeah, so as always, you could find this episode and all other episodes on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and our website, www.humorouspodcast.com. This Mal.
And Vin.
And we're...
Out.
Out.
Ending.
I guess we're back.
We're ending.
But we're not back. It's Halloween, and we're over.
We're end.
Bye.
Humorous theme song is brought to you courtesy of our very beautiful and extremely talented friend, El Cida. Go find her on Facebook today, like her music, and go find a show near you. I promise you will not regret it.